The American Spirit March. And in the American Spirit, the Work Project Administration presents another in its series of transcribed programs. Today's music is furnished by the Illinois WPA Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Jose Ecanes. Also, you will hear Miss Lucy Monroe, who is probably now our greatest singer of patriotic songs. The orchestra opens the program with the overture to Abu Hassan, the opera which depicts many events in the life of its composer, Carl Maria von Weber. In these times, the patriotism of all Americans is aroused. In every community, our citizens are uniting in the determination to protect the American way of life. Everywhere, Americans are singing our national anthem. President Petrillo of the American Federation of Musicians has requested of the members that the stirring music be played at the beginning and end of every professional music program. Miss Lucy Monroe, known from coast to coast as the Star Spangled Soprano, is doing her bit for national defense by organizing community sings and speaking on her favorite subject, patriotism and music. We are glad to have this opportunity to present Miss Monroe. She will give you first some of her observations concerning music, and you'll then hear her singing the Star Spangled Banner. Miss Monroe.
First of all, I'd like to thank the WPA and this radio station for giving me the opportunity to tell you people how I feel about the Star Spangled Banner. And in return for this opportunity, I'd like to go on record as saying that, in my opinion, the WPA and radio are responsible between them for bringing more good music to more people than any other agency in history. What I have to say about the Star-Spangled Banner can be said in a very few words. I must have sung the Star-Spangled Banner 1,000 times in the last few years. Oh, I guess I must have sung it even more than that. And I hope I shall be able to keep on singing it this year, next year, and every year of my life. For it's a wonderful song, and I never get tired of it. It does something for me and gives me something I need. Whenever I sing it, I think of all the millions of people who have sung it in the past and of those who are singing it today in every one of our states. And it makes me very proud of my country and of my country's people. I think of the pioneers who struck so boldly through the wilderness in order to open up this continent. And I think of the men and women who followed them and turned the wilderness into a rich and populous land of farms and cities, a land where anyone, no matter who he is or where he came from, can have a chance to lead a free and happy life. And when I think of all this, I'm filled with the determination to do my part, too, in keeping America free and great. And now, I offer for your approval my interpretation of that greatest of all songs, the Star-Spangled Banner. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket replay, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner
Thank you very much, Miss Monroe. I'm sure your inspiring talk and charming rendition of our national anthem will further stir the patriotism of all our listeners. The Illinois WPA Symphony Orchestra plays again. This time we turn to the works of Tchaikovsky and from them have selected the waltz from his most popular opera, Eugen Onegin. Thank you. And thus we conclude a transcribed program by the Illinois WPA Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Jose Ecanes. You also heard Miss Lucy Monroe, known from coast to coast as a star-spangled soprano, singing the national anthem. The program was presented by the Work Projects Administration for the Education and Entertainment of the Public.